time I hear North Minneapolis, the only thing I can think is in North Minneapolis, born and raised. Just continue to the Fresh Prince theme.
Yeah, the Fresh Prince thing, yeah.
I can't remember the rest of it, but that's always what I think.
In the playgrounds where I spent most of my days. Oh, no,
they're chilling out, Max, relaxing all cool.
Playing some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys
who were up to no good
started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight, and my mom got scared.
She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air."
Yeah, after the beginning,
there are a couple in between verses that they never used in the intro, but I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate had "Fresh,"
and there were dice in the mirror.
"Fresh," and there were dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air.
Holmes.
Yo, Holmes to Bel Air. There you go.
It's the French version.
Yeah. Home. But this would be, I know that there's more, but just for fun, this would actually be a good time to start 108 so that we could end with it at the end. This is something that we will call back all the way at the end.
I was ready with it.
I know.
But I'll be ready.
Hold on to that. Because I know that by then, or even after the commercial break, we'll all prep on it. And then we could even end with the rap as a group, if we feel so inclined. Because Jeff was ready to beatbox. I heard you. And that makes it makes it even more apropos, since it is DJ Jazzy Jeff. So
I think we call it lyrical percussion or something.
Vocal percussion.
Beatboxing is a bit passe.
I'm sorry. to turn up your nose at. But Jeff, Connor, thank you very much for joining us for episode 108.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
With the radiator going wild now, so I'm just going to go a little bit more.
A little more window to counteract it.
A little bit. It's just like static in the background right now, but it's not too bad.
A little bit of a hiss. Not too bad.
But it's toasty warm.
Yes, exactly. It is comfortable and cozy with the Minnesota weather getting to Minnesota weather style.
Today was lovely, though. Today was beautiful. So I'm told.
Yeah again, so I'm told. I was inside all day, so I missed all of it. But I just know that it was gray for long enough for me to notice that it was gray. That's it. But for episode 108, there's a bit of news. First, something that I know that Connor and Adam are excited about. Jeff, not sure, so I'm going to find out now. Do you watch Doctor Who?
No.
No, okay. So I this is kind of 50-50 chance. The 50th anniversary simulcast episode of Doctor Who is being broadcast to theaters on Saturday of this week, local being EP, and then across the world, so Britannians get to watch it, and it's going to be on BBC America as well, but there's an opportunity to see the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who on the big screen, as well as in 3D at some point. I don't know if it's the actual simulcast or if it'll be the following broadcast the Monday thereafter, but on top of that, because we've mentioned the Doctor Who simulcast in previous episodes, CBS is actually going to stream its live coverage of the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, of all of Walter Cronkite's coverage of it from the assassination announcement to the funeral, starting Friday and ending on Monday, I believe. So people will be able to go to CBS.com and watch the footage as if it were live, going from Friday through Monday to play out with how everything panned out for the JFK assassination.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Wasn't that part of it? The trial?
JFK?
No, that was...
That was Clinton.
Never mind.
Wrong president, wrong situation.
Wrong era.
I don't think Clinton
ever... They should show that part too, though.
Was that 50 years
ago? That was hilarious.
JFK as well?
Yeah. It's... So said some sort of streaming news that I had randomly paid attention to. I was actually surprised that it had coincided exactly with the release of this episode, so we have to make sure that it gets out at the exact moment so that people can actually start watching it from the very nervous and sad announcement from Walter Cronkite, because it started Next week will mark the 50 years to the day that JFK was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. So, 1963. So, let's see. Legendary anchor Walter Cronkite is as tied to the assassination as the famous Zapruder film, but the brief clip showing Cronkite announcing the president's death is typically what you will see that day. The 4 days worth of video will be uncut. So you see everything play out from, like, when does it start? I want to make sure I get this right. I just closed the
story.
Who
did kill Kennedy?
Oswald.
Wasn't that a conspiracy or something?
Who knows? The stream will start at 12:40 p.m. Central Time. So I'll just have to get this out at 11 so people have an hour to get ready for this interesting broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have the 50th anniversary to watch on Saturday, the dinner party to prepare for. And I also
just so much going on.
Well, I finally just got a beta invite for Elder Scrolls Online.
Congratulations.
Really?
Of course. Of course, the timing couldn't have been worse for that. It's like the busiest weekend that I've had pretty much all year. So, like, here's game time to lure you away from actually being prepared. It's like, damn you.
Wait, so
I am intrigued by Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to stop this conversation about JFK and say, what? Say things. Tell. So did you just go to ArkhamHorror.com or whatever that was and just say, hey, I love Elder Scrolls? Oh, no, I'm seeing an Elder Sign.
Yeah.
Sorry, ignore me. I got the wrong one. Adam, you seemed intrigued. Ask him questions because I don't know Elder Scrolls as much.
Yes, how did you get into the beta?
I've played the Elder Scrolls games for a long time now. So I've played Elder Scrolls 3 through 5 now. With the latest being Skyrim.
Right, yeah.
Of course.
But I just had signed up for the beta shortly after the signups first started, and they don't do like a really ongoing beta test. They have beta testing periods. So the invite that I got is only for this weekend.
Oh,
oh no.
It's between the I can't remember the times, but it was between the 22nd and the 24th. And it's like, oh.
Are you planning out your cell phone speed dial buttons? Like, one, Domino's. Two,
no, pizza. It's like
three,
if,
Uptown Pizza.
If I'm being responsible with how busy I'm actually going to be this weekend, I'll maybe get an hour or two of actual playtime. But, yeah.
That's cool.
The timing just couldn't have been worse.
I imagine that there will be enough interest on Sunday alone where there could be, like, a guy-girl split off of, hey, guys, let's check out...
watch Connor play Elder Scrolls.
Well, girls could also be invited at the same time.
Yeah.
Producer Katie, because that seemed like an outcry of no.
You can play with Katie and Katie and the rest can play with Pepper and Belle downstairs.
There you go. Yeah, you've got Belle. You don't need video games.
It'll just be like video game interest versus others, because, I mean, I never played Skyrim or all those things, because I understand the draw, but I don't have the attention span, so I've stayed away for my own good, because I feel like it'd be something where I'd buy the game and just be like, ah, no, and then be out however much it was for the game, where everyone else can get more immersed into a character. Which, Jeff, I will ask you, did you ever play Skyrim?
I watched Matt White play it, which is less interesting than playing.
It's almost like watching like an older brother play.
But also less interesting than doing nothing at all.
True. But did it
or more interesting?
More, yeah, I was gonna say. Did it seem captivating to you at all? Where you had an inclination to possibly seek it out thereafter, or are you a video game person?
I have never played that series, but I have enough friends that have that I know enough to respect it as
a game,
as a good series.
Okay, yeah. So you and I are on the same page.
If I had never watched Star Trek, you know, Star Trek, I wouldn't go around bad mouthing Star Trek. I'd know enough to be like, okay, this is a thing. I'm out of the loop. It's like Breaking Bad. I haven't seen Breaking Bad, but everyone talks about it, and you know, I'm not gonna walk down the street saying
that's crap.
Breaking Bad. Yeah. That show's freaking stupid. Because obviously, it has some merit.
Absolutely, it does.
Actually,
incredible
had,
writing. Yeah,
actually, had quite a conversation at yours and Katie's birthday gathering with actual last week's guest, Rachel. We had quite a long conversation about Breaking Bad. And I didn't actually show up in costume, but we were talking about how I could have showed up as...
You could have been Heisenberg.
I could have been Heisenberg, but I didn't have the hat. And I was... yeah, didn't have quite the right clothes for it, but...
Well, you could... It hazmat suit. You'd have been fine.
Yeah. Or just a button-up shirt, whitey tighties, and a...
I feel like Psycho Susie has some sort of dress code.
And a gas mask.
I was thinking that the tidy whities would have been a great costume for that, but going out in public like that, not so much.
Yeah.
Maybe like a private party that would have been one thing, but not in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's one of those series where... Imagining me in my whitey tighties?
No. No.
That's what I thought,
No. No. I had a little flashback to a Halloween store experience that I had that was... not pleasant.
Someone in their whitey tighties?
No. There was... okay, now I have to tell it.
Yeah, yes. You open that can of worms, you're done.
So, yeah, several years ago, Dave and I were working at a Halloween store.
Dave Wheeler.
Yes, Dave Wheeler. And
asterisk.
It was, you know, downtown Minneapolis, and there was someone who
had come, his whitey tighties.
Come in to try, you know... shop for a costume or whatever, and I was helping this guy, and so he goes into one of the dressing rooms to try it on, and it was like a mostly nude like body suit type thing. I don't remember exactly what the bit was, but there was some kind of joke associated with it. It was a gag costume.
Yeah, how does it look? What do you think?
But he definitely was not wearing any underwear under it, and it was kind of tight fitting. And he was like, he comes over and he asks my opinion, and he's like, "Is this too much?" And I have this moment of panic where I'm like, "How do I politely say, good God, yes, that is the most scarring, horrifying thing that I've ever seen?" And instead, I just was like, "What?
Dave, get over here.
I need a manager."
Yeah.
Dude, seriously?
Dave will know what to do.
I was like, "What is the context in which you will be wearing this costume? How well will you know the people that
quiet night.
That are that you're going to be at this party with?"
It's at the Y.
Yeah. And so, yeah, from there, I was able to politely talk this man down from a horrible decision. And, yeah, so it was, you know, something I'll remember forever.
Was it expensive? You missed out on a good sale. You should...
Well, considering that he tried it on without underwear, he kind of had to buy it. Yeah. That was our policy.
Avoided the warranty, essentially.
Yeah. So
you soil it, you buy it.
Exactly.
Well, I have something to bring this conversation about in a positive way that,
yes.
That Adam, you would appreciate for sure. It's been announced that Gran Turismo 6 is going to have an interesting feature associated with it where you can build your own tracks with your car to the point where you will be able to download an app, turn it on with a GPS and accelerometer to track your positioning as well as elevation. So if you know of specific roads where you would love to drive it, say, with a high-performance sports car in Fantasyland, you would be able to like kind of hit a record, drive, stop, transmit to their server, and then theoretically be able to play out said track. Obviously, visuals would not necessarily be the same, so you wouldn't be like, oh, there's that farmhouse, and there's that weird tree that I always recognize, but still the orientation should technically be very similar.
That is fucking awesome.
Excelsior Water Street Circuit.
Oh my gosh.
50 meter rally.
Got up to 50 this time. Yes. Oh, time for a 90 degree right. Oh crap, I'm in Lake Minnetonka.
Could not stop fast enough.
Oh, but like, Minnewashta Parkway, here I come.
Something I was thinking about similarly
or
is...
Flying Cloud Drive.
Flying Cloud Drive or Highway 101 descending into Shakopee, that little drop at the end.
Yeah.
Or...
whenever you drive with Emily.
That's true. There are several places in Minnesota...
I don't let her drive
where
down that road.
Where there is elevation.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, I don't know if anyone else sees it as the same way, but Williston... on the south side of Highway 7 is just a lot of up and down roller coaster road
Vine
style.
Hill.
Yes, Vine Hill would be a very similar way. So it's just kind of, it'd just
you
be a lot of up
so
and down.
Much air. Holy
where, yeah,
crap.
Exactly. You'd just kind of ramp off of everything. And I thought, I actually posted on Facebook that I would buy Gran Turismo 6 solely for this based on the reliability of this feature. Where I would never play any other track except for the ones that I build, because there are so many dreams I have of doing so many of these different tracks in my mind, but with something
without
that
police.
Has higher perform. Yeah, without police, with higher performance cars, and probably a lot more accidents.
Yeah. Well, I'm for sure buying this game now.
Oh, good.
After
See,
that news.
Now I can mooch off of you. It'll be perfect.
Yep. Come on over. We'll drive down Highway 7 at 200 miles per hour, and it'll be great.
Yeah, and it'd be fun to do mundane roads too, so that you just kind of know how it's playing out. It's like, oh man, we just passed Target. Oh, we just passed. And it would be fun, kind of personally, even if it's kind of a boring drive.
Yeah,
you could do the 94 loop.
And yeah, you could do that, or you could go around Lake Minnetonka, or you could do as many wackadoo things as you want to. But it seems like a kind of a fun feature and something that, with the technology that we have available with our smartphones, is something that. Was kind of a long time coming at this point.
It's a great idea.
It's incredible. I mean, that it's something that I've dreamed about for years.
Right, me too.
And yeah.
Though I actually pictured it on the scale of the Nintendo 64 game Beetle Adventure Racing, so that it'd still be kind of realistic. You're only topping out at like 150 miles an hour at best, and there's still kind of a little bit of traffic around you, but it's still like, whee, I get to drive around this and kind of ramp a little bit. I can get a little bit of air. Though, it'd be kind of a bitch to like wander off course and come up with secret tracks, since you would be driving off into nothingness in the spirit of the game.
Yeah.
Did any of you see that film Love Bug with like that anthropomorphic VW
Beetle? Oh, yeah.
Beetle?
Well, I mean, which one? Because there was the original incarnation, and there's
the
Lindsay
Bug.
Lohan version.
She was in one of the Herbie movies?
The most recent one. They did a remake one.
There was Herbie Fully Loaded is what it was called.
No.
Yeah.
And it started out as like the classic Beetle, but I think like it was made into the current Beetle. Well, not the current Beetle. The 2000s Beetle.
Actually...
Or did it stay the same?
They did not. That was Herbie's love interest.
That's what it was.
But they did make just cosmetic changes to the original. No, the new Beetle was the love interest.
Okay,
of
and not even the new one that looks more like a combination between the 2000s Beetle and a Porsche, where it's a little bit slicker. But yeah, kind of the lumpier one.
I had a very weird moment the other day. The day before yesterday, I had a dream where in the dream I was narrating Love Bug, the original,
film,
to someone in the dream. And I was thinking about it afterwards. It wasn't very interesting in that context, but then I was driving on 494 yesterday, and I saw a Volkswagen Beetle that had been, you know, with the red, white, and blue stripes, number 53, made to look just like Herbie, and it was like, it's very strange.
Cool. So was it a new one, or was it?
It was a new one.
Okay,
but
like the new one, or just like the 2000s one?
I don't know. It was just strange because I saw that film when I was a little kid, and it just randomly popped up in the dream, and then the next day,
lo and behold.
I guess it's not that weird of a coincidence, but at the time it seemed like a weird coincidence. I drove by
That's
and I was
weird.
Like, You got to be kidding me.
There it is. Did it? Was it kind of that ivory color too? Or was it like
more like pearl, I guess, would be kind of, it's the glossy white.
It was more of an off-mauve beige white cream.
Okay. Okay, that's close enough. Yeah.
No, I don't know. It was just white.
Okay.
So the last piece of news I have is actually kind of upsetting in my eyes. Within the last week, the Huffington Post did an article about the website that has been discussed on this show a couple times, nickreboot.com.
Yeah.
And based on that article, plus a couple articles kind of bouncing to the Huffington Post article, nickreboot.com had to shut down. So it is no more. We can no longer relive our childhood Nickelodeon shows, much like Hey Arnold, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Secret World of Alex Mack, and all of this in just kind of fixed programming, because the site itself thought that the attention would draw too much hate from Viacom and would be forced to shut down in its own right. So they kind of cut their losses and bailed immediately, which is unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Because I tried to watch it today and I couldn't figure out why it didn't work. And then I had to do research and find out that it was closed.
Huh. That's too bad.
Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy,
yep.
Our Real Monsters,
yep.
Rugrats.
Yep. Classic Rugrats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not the later.
The high school or middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
All grown up.
Yep.
Yeah, those shows brought me up in my early teens, preteen years.
Yeah, once there was kind of that still cartoon niche of quality content. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just imported from other places, redubbed kind of stuff.
I remember being very excited about the Rugrats Passover special.
I remember that.
Even though it was strange, because I didn't really like Rugrats, but I always really wanted to watch it.
See, I had no affiliation, but I just remember, I actually remember segments of that episode in my mind. Because it's like, oh, didn't know they were Jewish, but now I know.
Right. Well, no, and it was good. I learned all about, the Tanakh and Hebrew tradition was good.
Yeah. If you look at Tommy's parents, you can tell they're Jewish.
Well, not the parents, the grandparents. I think it was the mom's parents were like the stereotypical Jewish caricatures that I didn't really understand as a kid that they were. I just thought they were old people, and I didn't see the real difference there. But then now in retrospect, it's like, oh yeah, that's. Almost, that could be offensive in the wrong context.
Do you guys know who did the voice of Tommy Pickles?
Was that another Billy West?
Dottie from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's right. Yeah, she's done a number of voices. Yeah.
She was actually, I don't watch the show.
I saw it
randomly. She was on The Voice.
Yes.
I was on a business trip. I watched it once because there was nothing else on, and she happened to be on that episode.
I follow Pee-wee Herman on Facebook, and he would do the occasional like picture with her saying, vote for her on The Voice. And it's like, I was aware of it kind of in a roundabout way. But I remember her voice because I remember seeing Pee-wee's Big Adventure after having seen the Rugrats. Like, hey, look, it's Tommy Pickles.
Wait. Was she a contestant on
Yes.
The Voice?
Yes.
Oh.
And she has a singing career, or she's done some singing in the past already, but it's just coming into prominence, essentially, was her goal.
Huh.
I think Blake Shelton ended up picking her up. I can't remember.
Interesting.
I don't know enough about the show to really weigh in one way or the other, but I figured I was aware of it. That's enough.
Yeah. Wow.
But I'm sad the Nick reboot is gone.
Has anyone seen Thor yet? Thor 2?
New one? No,
I'm very
not
excited
yet.
About
I
this.
I saw it just the other day.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love seeing Christopher Eccleston in it.
I really enjoyed the first
Eccleston,
time.
Isn't it?
He plays Malekith.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's Chris Eck.
Sweet. Okay. I didn't know that. That's going to be fun. Huh.
But yeah, this is actually...
I've been wanting to see it, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good time for us to take a commercial break and then come back and play a game. So we will be back.
Hooray!
Woo! Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 108, which Adam and I taped on November 19th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota with our guests Jeff and Connor. And we had a really great conversation with them, which you've already heard, so we'll get right past that, go straight into the plugs so that we can get into Build-A-Title, which is coming up next. So, first, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks, including conversations and games that we play that happened before and after the show. So definitely check those out at bufferingpodcast.com. Another thing to plug is we have recently gotten a new theme from Samuel Truth, and you can definitely check out his work at samueltruth.bandcamp.com. Really fun music that you can hear playing in the background, plus, you know, beginning and end of the episode, so definitely check all that out, samueltruth.bandcamp.com. You can find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. And Twitter, it's @BufferPodcast. There you'll get updates about the website, about the show, teasers, photos, all that stuff. Check all that out. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. Like us, follow us. We appreciate it. And finally, you can find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio and on iTunes. For iTunes, search for Buffering Podcast, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. And for Stitcher, you can go to Stitcher.com or download the Stitcher Smart Radio app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. But thank you for listening to episode 108, and here comes Build-A-Title. Enjoy. So, we will play Build-A-Title since we are so confident so far, as I spill on my thumb. And producer Katie will keep track for us again. Watch, you're also moving the camera.
Oh, yeah. It's connected to the chair.
Yeah. Because it is to a position where it is accurately capturing everyone. So as long as we don't move it any further, we'll be fine. Hey, no, you can put your feet up.
Can I just take a moment and propose a toast to producer Katie? Without producer Katie, where would Buffering Podcast be? With a lot less production.
We'd be missing a number of things.
We'd be missing a large number of guests.
Yes.
Yeah,
actually.
For sure.
That would be a large contribution of Katie's.
And a reasonable attention span. Sometimes we are definitely lacking that. So.
True.
A couple things.
And females. She's the only female here.
Today.
She keeps the ratio.
It would be a little sausage heavy without producer Katie.
My estrogen brings all the boys to. Never mind.
The podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I don't have any estrogen, so thank you for inviting me.
And they're like, where do I sit?
But it's like I used to run casts in drama, and they'd always forget that we worked really hard behind the scenes for things.
Oh yeah, it was always behind the scenes something or other. But we need to come up with a good starting point for this round to start fresh. And I use mine for the starter, so now I need to... I don't know if anyone has something they want to throw.
I got one.
It needs to be at least two words.
Army of Darkness.
Okay.
And we go in order, right?
Well, we're kind of a free form, but you know, try to get everyone involved and try to get people to throw something out there. So,
Army of Darkness. Ness.
Okay. Oh, never mind. No.
Darkness Falls. That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Darkness Falls. Yeah.
Yep.
Falls is kind of a.
All's well that ends well.
All star.
All star celebrity bowling.
Doesn't count. Not yet. It'll be on AMC soon, but not yet.
Falls well that ends well.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. We'll do Army of Darkness falls well, that ends well. Well,
there's got to be something with army.
See, most of the ones that I think of are like Army of One, like the video game.
Do video games count?
No.
Okay. Nah.
Movies and TV shows.
But I got a good.
Yeah, movie and TV show. I'm pretty sure I will verify this, but this man's Army of Darkness falls well that ends well. I'm 99.9% sure that this man's army.
That does ring a bell.
But I don't know if that's something that I'm just. Okay, this man's. Damn it! This man's Navy.
Fuck. Close. Navy of Darkness. That would
wrong
be...
branch.
Army. Animal Farm. That was made into a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Animal Farm Me of Darkness.
Animal Farm Me of Darkness.
This falls.
Falls.
Well, that ends well.
Falls well, that ends well, yeah. Well.
Well, oh, here we go. I got one. So it's Animal Farm Me of Darkness falls well, that ends. Welcome to Mooseport.
Ha.
Animal Farm Me of Darkness falls well, that ends well.
Come to Moose
Portlandia.
Ooh.
Mm.
The one word title, though.
It still adds on to it, though. It's as long as it tacks on where it's not you're just saying a word that's already in there. Yeah. But
he
Portlandia
did add,
is
add three
it
syllables.
Will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Landia. Dia. Dia de los Muertos.
I was thinking that, too.
Dia of the... I don't know.
Okay, Army of Darkness. Damn it.
Animals.
Farm of Darkness.
Falls well. That ends well.
Welcome to Mooseportlandia, room with a view.
I would take that. I would actually take...
Of course, Landia, a room with a view.
Portlandia, a room with a view.
It's not a room with a view.
I think it's close enough. Like, usually we're very strict on single letter things. But this one actually flows compared to so many other ones I've heard before.
I'll take it. Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
So the full recap would be... Animal Farmy of Darkness falls well that ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia, room
with
a view
to a kill.
To a kill. Wow.
Nice.
Oh, to kill a mockingbird.
Nice. Very good.
No, it's a view
to
a kill. Yeah.
I was so excited.
Close.
Moose poot, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Moose poot. Yes, moose poot. I love moose poot.
So, how does it start again? What's the...
Animal?
Animal farm... Farmy of Darkness falls...
Well, that ends.
Well,
welcome to Moose Portlandia, room with a view...
Room with a view...
To kill...
To a kill...
To a kill.
Man, now I've lost it. But by the time I get to it,
Bill.
Kill Bill.
There you go. Sure.
There you go.
Wait 30 seconds before you throw in answers because you're too good at this.
Plus she writes it
okay,
down.
There's got to be something with the animal. Mm.
There's the animal.
I was thinking actually going with Anne.
Hmm.
Green Gables, Lady Anne. Not quite.
Green Gables, Anne of.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
So yeah, I can think of something.
Let's make it
Annie Mole. Animal Farmy of Darkness falls well that ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia, room with a view to a kill Bill.
Bill.
No,
but
that's hard to Bill Co. Yeah. It's a little too expensive for Billion Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah. Build.
Build the bobber.
Yeah. Bill.
Okay, okay. The fountain animal farm. The Fount Animal Farm, Me of Darkness.
Falls. I've got a better one.
Connor needs to contribute.
Animal Farm, Me of Darkness falls.
Well.
While that ends well.
Come to.
Moose Port Landia.
Room with a view to a kill.
Bill.
E. Madison.
Billy Madison.
I was actually going to throw in Bill Nye the Science Guy if no one came up with anything. Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Yes. Nice. Okay.
Okay, so recap would be Animal Farmy of Darkness Darkness Falls Well that Ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia, room with a view to a kill Bill. Sorry, Billy Madison's of Anarchy.
It's there.
Depending on how you pronounce it, it could be Madison or Madison.
Yeah.
So
it's a regional thing. Let's call it a regional thing.
Like pronouncing T's as actual T's or D's.
So key.
Keeper.
And our key.
Keeper.
Keeper.
Key.
Page master.
Yeah, I was thinking about page master, but that's not.
Keepers of the Grail.
Of keeping up with the Kardashians.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's bad, but good.
Yeah.
Okay. Animal Farmy of Darkness Falls Well that Ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia, a room with a view to a kill Billy Madison's of Anarch keeping up with the Kardashians. That feels like a killer on that end.
We'd have to go with that.
Imagine watching all those programs
simultaneously,
and just like that would mess with you.
And with Kardashians, you pretty much have to go with Ensign something.
Unspeakable, unsinkable,
Okay, so I know that we've been working with this for a while, but I actually would like to withdraw my submission of Animal Farm for a better starter.
Ooh.
I think there are plenty of things in it with Anne. Think of like the Sultan, the courtesan, the
mountain.
Broke back mountain.
Yes. We're fine. Yeah, so Broke Back Mountain Animal Farm. Me of Darkness Falls Well that Ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia, a room with a view to a kill Billy Madison's of Anarchy. I don't remember the rest.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Because I was going to say Funny Farm was another thing that just came to my mind. But, yeah.
But now we have Broke.
I love you, bro.
Oh.
Back Mountains. Oh.
Yeah. It's not quite.
Broke. What is...
Oh, no, it starts with Broke, I think. No.
Go for Broke. That's just a saying.
It probably is a movie.
It is a movie, but we usually don't try to err on something that we're just hypothetically thinking about, but we're actually confident. Are you confident, Adam?
Not 100%.
What do we do to him if he's wrong?
I feel like it's one of those movies where it's like, it's a popular leading lady who's like, got her arms crossed and kind of a smug look on her face for the movie poster, and then it'll be like, I don't know.
And she's definitely
a romantic.
She's got
comedy.
The co-star that's slightly less famous than she is, but still a known actor.
Yeah. Yep.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Oh.
Go for Broke was a 1951 drama history war movie about the Japanese American soldiers who fought in Europe during World War II.
I'll take it. And I'll bookend it with Rango. Rango for Broke
okay, so
Back
go-
Mountain Animal Farm of Darkness. Oh, crap.
Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls, thank you. All's well that ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia. Room with a view to a Kill Bill Lee Mattis Sons of Anarchy.
Keeping up with our Kardashians.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Sheens.
All right. Cool.
Yens.
Cool.
Kardashians is... Okay, so Rang.
But if my romantic comedy Go For Broke movie hasn't been made yet...
Yeah, don't steal.
It will be. It will be. I guarantee it. Those bastards in Hollywood are probably going to make a romantic comedy. Some
bastards. So, I keep thinking of Rain Man for Rang. Rang.
It's so difficult to not look to my right where I know there are lots of...
Oh, there are movies. Yeah, you...
I'm not...
There's not going to be anything to work with for that, though.
You don't think so? I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to go there.
But I can think of the car Durango.
Yeah.
How did Rango tie in?
Rango for broke. Rang.
Okay. Boomerango for broke back mountain.
What's Boomerang?
Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
Broke yep.
and
mountain
and Tim and Mountainimal.
Mount it's Animal Farmy of Darkness Falls.
Well,
that ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandia. Room to a kill.
Room to a view to a kill.
Room to a kill to a.
Room with a view.
Room
to
with a
kill.
View to a kill. Billy Madison's of Anarchy being up with the Kardashians.
Okay, so nice. Boom. I thought of Boomtown first. That doesn't really work. Or Boo. Oh my God. Here comes Honey Boo Boomerango.
Oh my God, for... no.
I'm sorry.
Is that what that show's
the moment I realized that's like this is like bookended with the worst shows in television, and both of them have made it onto the same game in the same train of thought, and it's the worst. So here it is. Here comes Honey Boo Boomerang, go for broke back mount. Tanimal farm. Farmy of darkness falls. Well, that ends. It's so sad. all's well that ends. Welcome to Moose Portlandy. I can't even.
Portlandia.
The room with a view. To a kill Billy Mattis, Sons of Anne are keeping up with the Kardashians. It's all so sad, but so beautiful at
Should
the same time.
Should we just end this one there?
Yeah, I actually want to stop now.
Dan, you're on the show enough, obviously, since you're always on the show, that I don't see you get excited like that very often. But that was definitely a moment of inspiration. You're
yeah,
like,
it's just like, boom,
your face there was
boom.
Was
like, oh, no, I have to say it, but I don't want to.
it's coming, here it comes.
So we've bookended that one with Honey Boo Boo and the Kardashians.
Keeping up with the Kardashians, all in the same train of thought.
We've created a monster.
Of horrible viewership of people I never want to meet.
Oh, boy. Okay. We got to work Jersey Shore in there somewhere now.
Actually, that would be a pretty good starter and horrible at the same time.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Jersey Shore for the second one.
What are you doing to me?
As long as if we could come with something, because Jersey as a starter or juror,
manager.
Yeah, I was thinking of the jerk, but that doesn't really work.
Manager, short.
Short circuit. Jersey short circuit.
Good. Oh man. Good. Okay.
We got to jump off. Circuit.
Kit.
Circuit.
Short circuit. Kit.
Circuit through
kitchen.
Cutting. Sir Kitchen Nightmares.
There we go. Jersey Short Sir Kitchen Nightmares.
Nightmares on Elm Street.
It's with the S, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nightmares. So it's nightmares.
Heirs
to the throne. Heirs ball. Heirs to be human.
Air speed, velocity of an unladen swallow. Airsoft. Airs.
Yeah, if it didn't have the S, I would go with Airbud.
Airhead?
Yeah, Airbud.
Yeah. Aerosmith.
Okay, I'm going to work on the Jir side. Jir.
Ship. Airs.
God, this is kind of a stopper a little bit.
Airs?
I mean, just based on the fact that Jersey Shore really begets nothing, I'm willing to scrap this and start anew.
I can't even remember how we tied Jersey Shore to Kitchen Nightmares.
Jersey Short Circuit.
Oh, Short Circuit.
I thought we were stuck on Jersey Shore. I'm impressed that we got past that.
Yeah. I think it was actually the achievement to make it past Jersey Shore. It's worse because
they shouldn't have. It's easy for me to move past Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I'm okay with moving
I'm
past
over it.
Yep. Okay. So, well, it would be the same problem, so never mind. Yep. Let's start with something.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yeah, mem would be kind of a tough end. Mem.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah. Trying to draw inspiration from anything around me to think of. Okay. I have something that's tough. But it could bear some interesting fruits.
Okay.
The original game show, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Because then it could be San Diego, Diego, go.
That's just frittering.
That's just filler.
But then we would be able to start with go instead of Diego.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
But what do we do with where at the end
something
of the
where,
movie
like,
title? Camp Nowhere.
Yeah, Camp Nowhere in the world is Carmen Sandiego, Diego, go.
Go for broke. No, let's do something else. Goldeneye? Goldeneye.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you, Adam. I wouldn't have gotten that without
tiger?
You.
That's
a song.
No. Goldeneye.
Goldeneye of the...
You were about to say the same thing?
iRobot. Goldeneye robot.
That's just where I was thinking. I was trying to think at the beginning so I could do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Camp... Nowhere in the world is Carmen Sandiego, Diego,
go.
Goldeneye robot.
Yes.
No.
Rob.
No. Write it down, Katie. Okay.
Where do we build on top of? Where?
Camp.
Camp Nowhere.
Camp Nowhere in the world is Carmen Sandiego, Diego, go. I like that.
Yeah. I had to put that in there.
Yeah.
Go, Diego, go.
Go, Diego, go.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Go, Diego, go.
Goldeneye
of iRobot. Robot.
Chicken.
Robot chicken. Nice.
So it's... Camp Nowhere in the World is Carmen Sandiego, Diego, go. Golden Eye Robot Chicken.
I like their this garden one. Cop.
Oh my god, that's good. That's beautiful.
Kindergarten
Cop.
Oh man.
Robot Chicken Kindergarten Cop. This is the best thing
I've ever heard. Wow, that's beautiful.
Okay,
man.
Okay, I gotta tack onto that. Beautiful. So it would be Camp know where in the world is Carmen Sandiego Diego Golden Eye Robot Chicken Kindergarten Cop and a Half. If anyone remembers that movie.
Yeah, I do.
Nice. Was Fat Camp a movie?
Heavyweights.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Cop and a Half. Nelson. Halfway to Eternity. If anyone thinks I say anything that sounds recognizable, please. Half-baked!
Half-baked.
Nice. Classic.
So, Where do you go off baked, though? Yeah. Baked goods,
is that a movie?
I was wondering that, too.
Baked. Aked.
I'm sure I think you'd go maybe go off of, instead of camp. Half, go af.
Yeah.
After Earth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll yeah, no, that.
Wait, what?
We're getting rid of half-baked and going using the af at the end of it, so it's after Earth.
Half-baked Earth?
No. We're getting rid of half-baked completely.
Okay.
So now it is Camp No, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego Diego Golden Eye Robot Chickendergarten Cop and a Half-der Earth?
Wow.
A lot of titles blending together.
Earth. Oh, no, I was thinking of Titan AE. That doesn't even make any sense. Mm. Earth.
I was thinking Earth AE.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought it was at first. I was like, huh? No, Titan. Shit. Earth. Ter-Earth. I don't like using just TH.
Oh, there's like the Super Nintendo game Earthbound.
Yeah.
Earth
Attacks.
Earth. Earthly.
Earthbound? No, that's Homebound. Earth.
Earthly. Earthling. Earth.
Mars Needs Moms. No. So close. Okay, so how about something camp?
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Nice. Ernest Goes to Camp. Nowhere in the World is Carmen Sandiego Diego Golden Eye Robot Chickendergarten Comp and a After Earth.
Something about being Ernest.
Importance of being earnest.
I think I just transposed something about Mary and the importance of being earnest. That is shameful.
It is legitimate. So the importance of, well, the is dropped, but importance of being earnest goes to camp. Nowhere in the world is Carmen Sandiego Diego Golden Eye Robot Chick Kindergarten Cop and a Half. Dirt Earth. Oh. No, never mind. Sorry, I was thinking of that Chris Rock movie that he goes to another planet, but it didn't start with Earth. It's some other something. He's like, yeah.
Chris Rock?
No, The Rock, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The Rock. Where he played like an astronaut or something. I don't know if that rings. It's like something 56. Like Planet 56, but I don't. Earth. Or. Imp. Important.
You could just go M.
M.
Shrimp.
Pimp.
Pimp. Portent. Pimp. Portent.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Portents.
Okay. Does a fictional film title count that was in a like a book? In the book Infinite Jest, there's a film chronology, and one of which is called Infinite Jim.
No, it needs to be an IMDb credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Though we've actually gone far enough that we actually do need to stop to get plugs in.
Well. So that ties that one up. I was even thinking that if we backed up to Ernest goes to camp, we could tie it in a nice little knot with putting after Ernest. No, that doesn't work either.
No.
Never mind.
So the last one is the importance of being Ernest goes to camp. No, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, Go Diego, Golden Eye, Robot, Chicken, Kindergarten Cop, and a Half? Which is still...
To Earth.
Which is admirable.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it.
So with the, I'd say, one of the winning moves of Kindergarten Cop, Connor, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you want to plug, be it activities you're participating in or social media that you want to plug that people should know about?
Well, one thing we were talking about earlier, not really a plug for myself, but I was talking about how I got the beta invite for the Elder Scrolls MMO that's coming out. I would just recommend going to check out that game and see how it's coming in development. Hopefully I'll get a chance this weekend. It's going to be very busy for me, but hopefully I'll get a chance to play it for an hour or two at least. It looks like a very interesting game so far. I'm very excited to get a chance to play it, even though I don't really do that much gaming anymore, but always looking for something new and interesting. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then any social media, Twitter, Instagram, any?
Nope. Just my regular Facebook.
Which we leave off just so that it's not a soccer book. So, Jeff, how about you?
All right, I've got a plug. Some friends of mine have a they do animations, flash animations, rudimentary web animations, if you will, with corresponding kind of comedic audio tracks where they're just kind of like this, where they're just bullshitting back and forth. But it's actually very funny. And you can find their animations and comedic sketches at sillybeggar.com. That's sillybeggar.com.
Cool.
It's funny. They've got one where there's this cabbie who doesn't speak English very well, and people get into the cab, and there are all sorts of misunderstandings.
And mishaps that arise from this.
And there's one called Chat Talk, where there's like a talk show host, and he just has like complete idiots on the show, and they come on and have just like 20-minute long monologues of just talking total shite. It's pretty funny.
And it,
hard to plug, but yeah. I swear to God, if you go watch it, it's really good.
And then you
go sillybeggar.com.
Do you want to plug the store?
No.
Okay. Well,
not this time. For sure, Becklin Jewelers. And Eden Prairie.
And listen to
Christmas Jeff's, is coming.
Listen to Jeff's spiel about
come
teaching us
some,
about diamonds because we all learned a boatload of information about carrots and whatnot.
You don't need to spend a lot of money to get beautiful jewelry for your special someone. It's true.
Cool.
Don't let the stereotype of fine jewelry being super expensive scare you away.
So, Adam, how about you?
Especially if you're our friend.
We'll hook
you up.
Well, based on our new information about Gran Turismo 6, I'm going to be all about that for sure. It comes out mid-December, I believe, the 13th?
Something like that. It's like 13th or the 16th. I was actually going to look that up while you were talking about it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pre-order it when I get home. let's see. What else?
December 6th.
Oh, the 6th. Much earlier than I thought. Okay. Well, let's see. Katie and I are definitely planning on going to see The Hobbit Part 2 when it comes out at the zoo doing the IMAX 3D thing. That'll be fun.
What's the official title of that one?
The Desolation of Smaug.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, Katie and I did it last year. We went to the zoo for their midnight showing, and it was a lot of fun. And really, really fun crowd to see it with, too, of course, because, you know, it's all the people who are really super enthusiastic about it. And, you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. You can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is admin7. And... yeah, I guess that'll do it for tonight. Dan, what do you have?
Starting off, you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen. I've plugged the Doctor Who 50th Anniversary simulcast. I'll be there on Saturday.
Yes.
Yes, I woke up. I was told that tickets would be available at 8 a.m., and so I woke up early before work and was refreshing the page over and over and over again so I'd get freaking tickets. So I earned that. All respect. Of your middle fingers, Connor.
I'm the one that introduced most of the group to Doctor Who.
Not to me. Not to me.
Most.
But I watched it on a random night when I was drinking a lot and thought, all right, I'll give it a try, and got really confused by the first episode of the Matt Smith episode, but still gave it the time of day to try it out.
Yeah, Chris Eck was my first doctor.
Yeah, I know. Other than that, you can find me at Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minnetonka on Highway 7. You can find more information and our menu at Christo's.com. We're changing the website soon, so it'll be more user-friendly. We also have locations in Minneapolis on Eat Street between 26th and 27th Street. And we're also in St. Paul in the Union Depot. Great Greek food. Definitely check that out. Christos.com. I don't think there's anything else that's coming up immediately. Gesundheit, Adam.
Thank you.
But Connor, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us for episode 108.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
No, thanks, guys. Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
And we will see everyone next week for episode 109.
Woo!
I pulled up to a house about 7 right. And I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home. Smell you later." I looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air. And now we're done.
Close enough. Close enough.
Great place to start fading out.